Who isn't born with a longing to love and be loved? To me, that is what basic goodness is. Hello, this is Susan Piper. Welcome to my podcast, Ask Susan, where I answer your questions about meditation practice.
Hi, Susan. I would like to ask you a question about basic goodness, listening to your loving kindness meditation. I wonder the meaning about basic goodness, so that I won't make my own concept out of it. What is meant by basic goodness? I have followed the online course of Pema Chodron, Making Friends with Yourself. And I thought she, if I have understood well, she also used basic goodness as meaning the now and present moment. If you could explain basic goodness, would be very nice. Thank you very much for actually the whole project. I enjoy it very much. Thank you and bye. This is Jolies Alessi from Amsterdam, Netherlands.
Well, hello, Amsterdam, and thank you for your excellent question about basic goodness. First, let me just say a few words about this phrase, basic goodness. It is used quite frequently within the particular Buddhist lineage that I practice in, the Shambhala Buddhist lineage, where it is said that all beings possess basic goodness. Is that true? I'm going to offer you some of my own thoughts and ideas and experiences with trying to answer this question, what is basic goodness, and is it true that it really exists? But none of that matters. What matters the most is your own exploration of this question. What is basic goodness? Does it really exist? Starting with, do I possess it? And then expanding out from there. I appreciate so much that you said you don't want to make concepts about what is meant by basic goodness. That is a fantastic start, the most important start. Nonetheless, I cannot give you a replacement concept that is true, or I cannot give you a concept that is the final definition of basic goodness. The journey to understand basic goodness, to touch basic goodness, to be convinced or doubtless about basic goodness is the entire path. So basic goodness assumes that underneath everything, every bit of brilliance, every bit of lunacy, every bit of dullness, every bit of kindness, every bit of hatred, underneath all of that in every being exists the essential quality on which all sentient beings are built, and that quality is called basic goodness. This is not goodness as opposed to badness necessarily. It simply says underneath everything, we are basically good. The way you hold this question in your own mind is going to sound so dramatic and grand, but I'm just going to lay it out there because this is what I really think. How you answer the question, is basic goodness real, creates the future of our world. How each of us chooses to answer this question indicates how our experience will unfold, how our relationships will develop, and how we will take action to make our world a better place or not. When you start with the notion that I'm basically good, meaning I'm basically worthy, I'm whole, and then you go out into your day and look at the people you encounter and sit in the meetings or the classes that you attend or do whatever work you're doing or go to the grocery store or just take a walk, things look one way when you walk with your own worthiness, and they look a different way when you walk with a sense of your unworthiness. My teacher, Sakyong Mipam Rinpoche, the lineage holder of the Shambhala Buddhist tradition, has said that this is a pivotal moment in humanity, in the history of our world. It is a time for us to decide, are we good or are we bad? And from that, our future will unfold. Don't take my word for any of this. Think about these things yourself. That is actually what is way more important than anything I could say. So here's how I understand basic goodness. Think of a baby. As far as I have noticed, there has never been a baby that has been born like hating you or jealous of the other babies or with the feeling of, I'm out of here. I'm not interested in any of you or any of this. I just somebody make me, you know, something nice and then all the rest of you out of here. There's never been a baby who has been born without in some internal and or external way making the gesture of reaching out with his or her arms to embrace and be embraced. That is the state we are born into. And when someone embraces us back, we feel good. We feel like, yes, this is how it should be. When someone does not embrace us back, it's a shock. It's a trauma. It's terrifying. It is not what we expect. So we are born with this sense of loving kindness and the wish for closeness to others in our hearts. That's as far as I can see. I'm sure there are babies born that have certain illnesses or conditions that preclude these states of mind. But leaving that aside for now, who isn't born with the longing to love and be loved? To me, that is what basic goodness is. So when you think of the people who are kind and wonderful and you can feel their basic goodness, yay, that is, oh, that's easy. You get it. But when you think about the people who are horrible, who have done devastatingly horrifying, cruel, and vicious things to others, and you think, do they have basic goodness too? Well, you know, you have to answer that for yourself. But I will tell you that I believe that they, just like you and me, were born with this same sense of wishing to love and be loved, and their complete lunacy arose from being denied those things. So maybe one of the reasons when Pema Chodron taught about basic goodness, she equated it with nowness or presence, is because if you tune into the present moment, according to the legend, again, you have to check this for yourself, what you will find is one thing: wakefulness, presence, beingness, that is absolutely good and whole at its core. In our world, the Western world, we are taught the opposite. We are taught that we are born bad and that everything we do in our life has to somehow absolve us of our basic unworthiness. And if we can accomplish this and get that and feel this and be that and do the following things, then maybe we will deserve love, to give love and receive love. That's a long, long struggle. And when you start with the notion of your basic badness, it never quite seems to turn into the notion of basic goodness. It just keeps deepening. So how do we discover our basic goodness? How do we develop doubtlessness in it, if indeed it is so? The way to do that is called the practice of meditation. Because when we meditate, we're not thinking about, are we good or are we bad? We are noticing who we are and how we feel from moment to moment and allowing that to be so. Sometimes it feels better and sometimes it feels worse. But in all cases, you just allow yourself to be as you are. This is also called extending the hand of friendship to yourself. Meditation is not a form of self-help. It is not a life hack. It is not a shortcut to anything. It is a way of undoing, piece by piece, moment by moment, breath by breath, all the punishing thoughts you have ever had about yourself, whether derived from the words and actions of others or self-generated. With each experience of letting a thought go and returning to your breath, you like undo a moment of self-punishing, and those moments accrue. And one day, I believe, could be today, could be tomorrow, it could be next year, those moments will have accrued to the point where all you see is basic goodness. Thus I have heard. Not being an enlightened Buddha myself, I don't know. But I have caught glimpses of this, and I can imagine that you have too, or will. So just to summarize, basic goodness is the basic state of aliveness that all beings are born to, not just humans, but animals and birds and so on, all sentient beings. It is the notion of complete and utter worthiness right now, with all of your brilliance and beauty and craziness and chaos and confusion, all of it together. You are still completely worthy and completely good. And when you look out at the world through this lens, everything looks different. So I wish you well in your exploration of basic goodness. I hope anything I've said here has struck a note of any kind. Your own intelligence is the real teacher, so you must apply it to this question. It's a beautiful question, and I thank you very much for asking it. If you have a question about your meditation practice or about starting a meditation practice, please go to my website, susanpiver.com, click on the Ask Susan podcast icon, and you can record your question, and I would love to hear it. And if you would like to learn to meditate, go to the same website, susanpiver.com, and sign up for the Open Heart Project. It's free, and every week I'll send you a new 10-minute guided meditation instructional video. And I totally look forward to practicing with you.